Welcome to Lockdown Trivia. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host for this trivia podcast game. Playing with their own expert categories, players will try to unlock their brain one key at a time, but will they unlock it all? New episodes of Lockdown Trivia will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. If you'd like to play your own game of Lockdown Trivia, follow the link in the description of each episode to sign up. You'll need four expert categories and a favorite music genre. Stick around at the conclusion of each game for some bonus questions and for a commentary on the writing of the questions of that episode. While there's a lot to learn from playing trivia, there's perhaps more to learn from researching and writing it. Our guest this week is DJ Carlisle from Virginia Beach, Virginia. His expert categories are the Atlanta Braves since 1990, the Washington Commanders, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and early Kevin Smith movies. Here's how Lockdown Trivia works. Players see a board in front of them with four categories and five questions of increasing difficulty in each category. The first question in each category is unlocked, but the subsequent questions require one, two, three, and four keys respectively to open. Players earn keys by answering consecutive questions correctly. If a player misses a question, I will take all of their keys. Players can only open questions for which they have a sufficient number of keys. If the player is in a pinch, they have five bonus questions available to them that cannot break a streak or hurt them, but will give them an extra key each if they answer them correctly. A perfect score in Lockdown Trivia is 25 points. All right, DJ, you know the rules of Lockdown Trivia now. Are you ready to begin your game?
I am ready.
I'm excited to have you on here. Starting to get all these people that have played all these other shows I listen to on Lockdown, and you're the one that has definitely been around the trivia podcast game block. What's been a highlight for you? I didn't warn you about this at all, but like, what sticks out as a really fun moment you've had on trivia podcasts?
Wow, is it embarrassing myself on my first Tangents episode, losing on a question in triviality that forever haunt me? No, probably just when I redeemed myself with my second Tangents episode with a nice 15.
And so what we've got today are the Atlanta Braves since 1990, the Washington Commanders, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I have asked questions about the villains and who played them today. And then early Kevin Smith movies with a way of asking that category that we have seen before on Lockdown. So we'll get to that when we get to it. Where would you like to begin your game today?
Should I go with the easiest one? Let's start with the Washington Commanders.
All right. Your unlocked Washington Commanders question is this. Washington was dominant through the 1980s, second only in win-loss record to what other NFC team?
In the 80s? Oh, brother. That's yikes. So it's either... Oh, man. No, the 80s... The 80s are tougher for me because I know I don't think the Cowboys or the Niners, I think their dynasties really were more in the 90s. Although I'm worried a little bit about that, but let's go with the Chicago Bears. That's the guess I'll take.
The Bears did have a good 1980s. However, one of the ones you were worried about is one of the ones it was.
The Niners.
It is the San Francisco 49ers.
Goodness. Yep.
That was the best team of the 1980s.
That's wild.
They're not near the top of that Super Bowl champions list for no reason.
Right. That's true.
Well, not the best way to start the game, but there is plenty to do. What would you like to do next? Still got to stay unlocked.
My first choice was going to be let's go with Kevin Smith. Let's go with the GPT. I like this.
Yeah. So just like Joe's episode. In this category, I've asked ChatGPT to summarize Kevin Smith movies in five words. You will try to identify which movie it is that he is summarizing. I don't know why I gave ChatGPT a masculine pronoun there. Here is your unlocked clue. Broke friends bang for rent.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. That's Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
It is Zach and Miri Make a Porno. That one made me laugh out loud when I saw that generated and knew it had to be there. So one key is in your pocket now, DJ. Where are we going to go next?
All right. Well, let's stay on Kevin Smith.
All right. The one key Kevin Smith movie's clue is this. Angels threaten existence. Humans intervene.
These are so good. That's Dogma.
It is Dogma. Two keys now. Where are we going to keep rolling or you want to jump somewhere?
Yeah, we'll stay on the two keys Kevin Smith question.
All right, here it comes. Slackers work, complain, discover meaning.
Oh, it could be. Well, it has to be Clerks.
It does have to be Clerks, yes. What was the other one you were worried about?
It could be Clerks 2 or Clerks 3.
I thought about putting the sequels in, but that seemed like an asshole thing to do. So we will. Yeah. I actually don't know how different they are from the original, and that was kind of what veered me away from that.
They're weirdly different. That only fits the first movie, I think.
Fair enough. All right. Well, you've got three keys now. Kevin Smith is cooking. What's next?
Let's stay on this. Three keys.
All right. Your three key clue is this. Stoner's Travel, Stop Hollywood Adaptation.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
It is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, yes. Oh,
George Carlin's part in that movie is mint.
And you have four keys in your pocket. What's up next?
Let's do the four keys.
All right, he wants to try to finish the category. Let's see if he does perfectly. Here's your clue. Love, sexuality, jealousy, emotional growth.
None other than the inker and illustrator, Jason Lee's Chasing Amy.
It is Chasing Amy, and you have completely and correctly answered your Kevin Smith movies category, so congrats on that. And now you have enough keys to do whatever you want. So here's where your strategy is going to bear itself. What do you want to do next?
Let's do Washington Commanders four keys.
The hypothetically hardest Washington Commanders question is this. After rushing for a touchdown, what Washington quarterback rammed his head into the wall and gave himself a concussion in a 1997 game against the Giants?
I was in college in Missouri watching this in the smoking lounge in the dorm. That's how old, long ago it was.
Oh, okay.
This is Gus Frerotte.
It is Gus Frerotte, yes. All right, well, you have six keys now, but who's counting? Because you can go wherever you'd like to on the board. What's next?
Let's try this strategy out. Let's do MCU villains for four keys.
All right. Reminder, in this category, I will tell you the name of a character and the movie they came from. You will tell me who played them, what actor played them. Here is your four key MCU villains. Hint. Alexander Pierce in Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that? Oh, no. I have no clue. Alexander Pierce, Winter Soldier. So I'll know Arnim Zola. I know Baron Zemo from that movie. Looks like I lost my keys. I don't know this at all.
Believe it or not, a huge name played this character. This is Robert Redford.
He was the head of the war council or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Robert Redford is the actor behind Alexander Pierce. And unfortunately, you are correct. I do have to take your keys. However, your strategy has left you plenty of places to continue playing the game. So where are we going to go next?
Let's do a bonus question.
Okay.
Let's do deep cuts.
Deep cuts. He said off camera before this started, he was excited for this one. His deep cuts music genre he asked for was American reggae. So here are five song titles from the first album of an American reggae artist. You will try to identify who that artist is. Soon Be Done, Tech Set, Bedroom Bounty Hunter, All Virgins, Follow Me.
Oh, brother, Tech Set. That seems, is that Shaggy?
It is Shaggy. Good job. What put you to Shaggy there?
Bedroom Bounty Hunter, I think. It just sounded like Shaggy, and it wasn't me. Just kept running through my head when you said that. So
it's funny you say that because there's exactly one Shaggy song I know all the words to, and Bedroom Bounty Hunter reminded me of the vibe of It Wasn't Me, which is exactly why it ended up on the deep cuts clue.
You
there.
Probably know Angel too.
If I heard it, probably, but yeah, Shaggy, the correct answer in any case, and not many people get their deep cuts bonus question. So good on you, DJ. You have one key. Where are we going to go with it?
Let's get that one key Commanders question so I can get away from that unlocked.
All right. Your one key Commanders question is this. Though the franchise is not unfamiliar with controversial team name changes, there was no controversy when they originally changed from what team name? A name shared by a Major League Baseball team.
But they were the Braves in Boston, and I think they were also in Washington as the Braves for a little while.
They were for a few years. Ironic, considering one of your other categories.
Yeah, right.
But that is correct. The Boston Braves became the Washington Braves, became the team name that started all the controversy.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's changed, by the way, as a fan.
Anyway, I digress. You have two keys. Where are we going to go next?
Let's stick with those Commanders for the two keys.
All right, here's your next question. What Hall of Fame coach that is more associated with a different team coached in Washington for the last year of his career?
That's Mr. Lombardi.
It is Mr. Vince Lombardi. You now have three keys with that Mr. Lombardi correct answer. Are we going to finish the category?
Let's close it out.
I could tell you were chomping at the bit there. So here is the last Washington Commanders question. The Commanders have great team colors for football. Not red and yellow, but specifically, what two shades of those colors?
Burgundy and gold.
It is burgundy and gold, yes. You now have 1, 2, 3, 4 keys again, and you can go wherever you want. What are we going to do next?
Let's try that 4-key Atlanta Braves question.
In this category, I'm going to tell you the years a player played for Atlanta and notable things that player did or is known for. You will try to identify that player. Here is the hypothetically hardest version of that question. 1991 to 1994 and 1996. The 1991 NL MVP and Golden Glove winner. They were a veteran presence, part of the Braves' early 90s resurgence.
Terry Pendleton.
You didn't take very long to think about that, but you're correct.
Yes.
Terry Pendleton is the correct answer there. That is the only one with non-consecutive years on the list. So now it's a matter of what you want to do with them.
Let's go to three keys for Braves.
Atlanta Braves, three keys is this. 2000 to 2005. 2000 Rookie of the Year, speedy shortstop with a cannon arm and electric energy.
That, has to be 2000 to 2005. That has to be Rafael Furcal.
Rafael Furcal is correct.
Whew. Yeah, Furcal did have one of the strongest arms I've ever seen in the infield. It was ridiculous.
Good enough. Well, we're rolling. Right. What's next?
Go down to two keys.
All right. The Atlanta Braves two key question is this. 1996 to 2007, 10-time Gold Glove, 434 home runs, arguably the best defensive center fielder of his era.
It's my favorite player of all time. This is Andrew Jones.
That's your favorite player of all time?
It's my favorite player of all time.
Well, he served you well in getting this question correct. What's going to be next for your questions?
Let's do the three key MCU villains. This is going to be the hardest one for me, especially after that 4-key question.
Yep. Well, it can only get better from there. So here is your 3-key MCU villain actor clue. Ultron and Avengers Age of Ultron.
That is James Spader.
It is James Spader, despite the fact that he gets basically zero screen time. He did a really excellent job in that role.
It's one of my least favorite Avengers movies or MCU movies. So
I also think it's awful. But his work with his digital capture and his voice work was really, really good.
Really good.
Yep. All right. Well, you have avoided what you were scared of in the MCU villain. But what's next?
Let's do the 2-key MCU question.
All right. Your 2-key question, clue rather, is this. Gore the God Butcher in Thor, Love and Thunder.
Wow. See, I think this is my least favorite MCU movie because they had it literally could have been the best villain of all time. He didn't do enough God butchering and they
or
wasted
any for that matter.
Right. They wasted this performance by Christian Bale. It was absolutely amazing.
Christian Bale is correct. Catch that in a future lockdown episode where I am asking about people who have been in both DC and Marvel. But yes, right. He absolutely. I agree completely. It was a terrible movie as far as MCU enjoying goes. And I don't know. He could have been Thanos level cool. Like he could have been really problematic.
They could completely fix the movie with a couple extra scenes of him doing heinous things against low level MCU, you know, gods.
Yeah, but they did not. And here we are with plenty of keys. And I don't want to caster curse it. but you're doing very well so far. And Oof. And what is going to be next?
Let's do the one key Braves question.
All right. Your one key Atlanta Braves clue is this. 1988 to 2008. Cy Young in 1996. The only pitcher with at least 200 wins and 150 saves.
Boy, this guy, such a great pitcher. Loved him. And then he turns into such a heel that he's now he's an announcer. It's John Smoltz.
It is John Smoltz. Part of the big three. The one that's known for also being a closer for sure. But
he's so terrible on broadcast. Oh my goodness.
What really? So I don't know that I share that opinion, but I'm curious why you don't like him.
He's kind of a get off my lawn. I hate the way the kids are playing the baseball nowadays. Baseball fundamentalist, hardwired kind of guy. And it just kind of gets on my nerves.
Fair enough. We're still going. And I don't need to remind anybody how many keys you have because it doesn't matter. You can answer any question you want so far. What's next?
Get that last one key question on the MCU villains.
All right. And getting this means that you officially will have answered every question on the board. So I'm going to pre-congratulate you because every remaining question you can answer at any time. So you're going to get to all of them today, which is really, really cool. Here's your one key MCU villains clue. Vulture and Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, such a good villain. It's Michael Keaton.
This is Michael Keaton. I think he's one of the top five best MCU villains that there were, to be honest.
Oh, that scene with a scene in the car where he finds out, he realizes it's his girlfriend's father. Oh, that's so great.
You have unlocked and bonus questions left. So let's get to them in whatever order you want.
Let's stay with the MCU villains.
All right. Your unlocked MCU villain clue. Killmonger and Black Panther.
Not the basketball playing, but the Michael B. Jordan.
Correct. Throw the initial in there, and he's not as good at basketball, but he is good at being a villain.
He's a pretty good boxer, too.
All right, what's next?
Let's do the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves unlocked question. 1993 to 2012. MVP in 1999. Eight-time All-Star. Lifelong Brave, and one of the best switch hitters ever.
That would be Mr. Larry Wayne Jones Jr. or Chipper Jones.
Yes, Larry Wayne Jones Jr. is correct. And my favorite Atlanta Brave for the unlocked question there.
It was so great. Every time he went to the Mets park, they would, Larry, Larry. Nice.
Well, DJ, just for inventory for those listening, you have answered every question in your expert categories and only missed two. You also got your deep cuts question. Now, the record in lockdown trivia so far is 22 points. If you get three of the remaining four bonus questions, you will tie it. If you get all four, you will be the current record holder in lockdown trivia. Where do you want to start with your bonus questions?
Well, the one I'm least confident in is winning the world. So let's go ahead and get that out of the way. I'm not a very big history guy or good with dates. So
let's see what happens. Here you go. Three events that happened in a year. You try to identify the year. Here they are. Nelson Mandela was released from prison after 27 years. Tim Berners-Lee created the first version of the World Wide Web. The USSR officially dissolved, ending the Cold War.
Oh, boy. Let's say 87.
Unfortunately, it's not 1987. It is 1991 that those things happened.
Okay.
But a tie on the record for that Brandon has is still possible. And that was the one you were scared of. So what's up next?
Let's try before and after.
Before and after, my favorite trivia category. Here is your before and after clue. A 2012 movie about male strippers is probably not the favorite movie of the 70th U.S. Secretary of State.
2012. So Magic Mike, Secretary of State. Gosh, politics. That's you lose me on politics. Mike. I keep thinking Michael Allstott. That's the football on my brain.
Which Magic. Nowadays it seems like football players are getting into politics. So right. I can understand that.
Magic Herschel Walker. No, that's the worst case. Magic Mike. Secretary of State. Yeah, I don't know.
This was during Trump's first term. The correct answer is Magic Mike Pompeo.
Okay, I would never would have gotten that.
All right, okay. DJ, you've got two more bonus keys to add to your score. What's going to be up next?
Let's do National Blank Day.
National Blank Day. Today is National Unicorn Day as of recording. Here is your question. A symbol of royalty and representing purity, innocence, and power, the unicorn is the national animal of what non-independent European country?
Oh, no. Is it Ireland?
You are very close.
Is it Scotland?
It's Scotland. Oh. Yes. You're in the right thought process there for non-independent. It has to be in the UK.
Right.
But unfortunately, it is my heritage. It is Scotland. DJ, your last question on the board is Stormy Trivia. I don't know if I've said this up to this point in the podcast, but I guess it's worth saying now since you saved it for last. My middle name is Storm, which is where this question title comes from.
You're a Highlander, aren't you? You Scottish? You Storm?
Yeah. But yeah, so that's where this comes from. And that's why when people, they've heard what the question is, it's something I think you should know whether you know it or not. It's something I think you'd like. Okay. But that's where it comes from, is it's all about me because my middle name is Storm. So now I've taken the lid off that. Here's your Stormy Trivia clue for your last clue of your game. While it was a misprint in the first issue of the Amazing Spider-Man comic, what slightly incorrect last name was intentionally given to the Spider-Man of Earth 616 Beta in a later comic?
Porker? Is that Peter Porker? Spider-Ham?
Believe it or not, there was an accidental misprint on a page of that first comic where they called him Peter Palmer.
Okay.
And they eventually made one of the alternate universe Spider-Men Peter Palmer a nod to that initial misprint.
That's so interesting. I didn't know that.
Now you do. And I hope you like that at the very least.
I do. Absolutely.
DJ, you got 19 points. It is a really good score in lockdown. This is a tough game, especially in those higher questions. And you got three of the four key questions correct, too. So you did very well today.
Wow. Yeah, I'm happy. I feel like I didn't embarrass myself. So
you're going to have to really work hard to improve upon your lockdown score for the next episode. Unlike Tangents, where you were gonna improve your second episode.
Oh yeah, bottom of the list was bugging me until I recorded that second one for sure.
Fair enough. DJ, anything you got coming up that you want to shout out? Anything you want to highlight that is important to you before we get out of here?
Just support these content creators. Just listen to their podcasts, share them. Try to support financially if you can. If you can't, just spreading the word of mouth and showing people where to find them to listen to them, just I'm sure helps, because these guys do it out of love, but it's also they deserve to be rewarded for that. So
well, I appreciate that greatly. DJ, thanks for coming. Thanks for playing. I hope you'll be on sometime soon again.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, DJ, for coming on. You were such a good guest, and there was a lot of cut tape on this one because we just started nerding out between questions and talking baseball and Marvel, and I just could not force that upon everybody listening. But we had a lot of fun, and you were wonderful, and you did very well. So I look forward to when you're going to be on in the future. There was a gigantic swing and miss in terms of where I rated difficulty in one particular category of this episode, and that was the Washington Commanders category. Putting that question where the answer was actually the San Francisco 49ers is the unlocked question. The logic behind that initially was, oh, well, all you need to know is who the best team of the 80s was. In retrospect, that's a harder question for a Commanders fan than what are your colors. And so what I missed on was, hey, remember who you're writing for. And if you're a fan of that team, you definitely know their colors, even to a specific nature, whereas you might not know other team stuff. So I definitely completely missed that. And thankfully, DJ did get to all of his questions and therefore it didn't affect his score. But, you know, that was something that I was thinking about. And then the other thing I was thinking about was that Marvel Cinematic Universe villains clues. The last one where Robert Redford played that character in Captain America, definitely a fair question. Robert Redford's a huge actor to be in there. I feel good about asking that. But should I really have asked about a non-t- top billing villain? Should I really have asked about somebody that wasn't the main antagonist in a movie when the category is Marvel villains? I think your brain goes to, okay, who were they fighting the whole time directly? And it's a little bit bush league to ask about who the bad guy was more behind the scenes. But that's a learning moment. DJ did great. We had a lot of fun, and I can't wait for him to be back on this. Our bonus question from this game comes from the Marvel MCU villains category, and it is this. Who played Valentina Allegra de Fontaine in Thunderbolts, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and Black Widow? While you're thinking about that, remember you can sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia by following the link in the description of each episode. All you need is 4 of your own expert categories and a favorite music genre. Valentina Allegra de Fontaine was played by the 11-time Emmy winner, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Thanks again, everybody, for listening all the way to the end of the episode. I appreciate you greatly. We're about halfway through season 1 of Lockdown Trivia, and there are some great guests on the horizon. So check in every Wednesday morning for new episodes. In the meantime, I'm Dalton McGee, and I've been your host. I can't wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to play as we work together to unlock your brains one key at a time. We'll see you next week. I've heard a lot of favorite players. I've never heard Andrew Jones. Is there a specific memory? Is there for a reason for that?
A 19-year-old coming into the World Series for his first big league game, hitting 2 home runs in that World Series, and just the way he played defense in center field. It was the most amazing thing I'd seen. I do think he's the best. I mean, Willie Mays, no offense.
Put some respect on his name.
Right, but I feel like he's the best defensive center field I've ever seen.
See, for me, I think of like a Jim Edmonds.
I think Jim Edmonds made it harder on himself because he didn't position himself well pre-pitch like Andrew Jones did. But that's a whole big argument.
I was going to say, all these Cardinal fans listening right now are just like cursing you for things.
I went
to
college in Missouri. I know how these Cardinal fans are.
So. Well, I grew up in Central Illinois, so ditto.